We have a question that just came in via Facebook or email, and this is a question from Anne. And she writes, it's actually a certain demographic paying sales tax and property tax over $1,500, the 64 and under. City officials continue to note the hardship of housing and living costs to young people in the community, but do not link the two issues. What's your feeling on requiring a fair tax for all communities, for all community members on luxury goods? And so I think this is...
So is that about the tax cap?
Luxury taxes?
I think. I mean, I think that the question she's asking is about the senior citizen exemption from sales taxes, and whether it would be worth repealing that. And I think that this one goes first to Orion.
No.
No.
I don't think that would be wise. At all. I think that our senior citizens. I think we any help that we can provide to our senior citizens is. We should. I'm sorry. It's yeah. I think we need to be supporting our senior citizens, the ones who have put in the time and effort to create this community, who have been here for years, and who struggle. It's not easy. It's not easy for young people in this town. It's not easy for the elderly either. It's tough. And I think tax exemption that should stay where it is right now.
And Mayor McConnell, your thoughts on that?
Well, we took a look at the senior tax exemption a couple years ago, and we actually tweaked it a little bit. We in the past, the senior citizens were able to buy alcohol and cigarettes and that kind of thing too, and that's all. That's not allowed anymore. And I think that was a good move to make. And that's as far as we went. And I think there was not support in the community for doing any more than that. There are some people that think we should get rid of it entirely, but it's there hasn't been enough of a demand to remove it completely. So I think it is appreciated by many people and taken advantage of and used, and it helps the senior citizens. So until something better comes along, I think, that can ease the burden of the cost for them to live here, then I think we need to keep it in place.